Grand Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Federal prosecutors in New York and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force have charged 55-year-old Manhattan resident Michael Gann with attempted destruction of property by means of explosives. They say he manufactured at least seven improvised explosive devices using chemicals he ordered on the Internet. U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton said the arrest, quote, prevented a tragedy in New York. CBS's Anna Schechter has information on a possible motive.
A senior law enforcement source in New York said the suspect cased a Jewish school in New York and pointed to anti-Semitism as possibly a factor in the suspect's motive.
Flooding and travel delays are expected across Florida and the Alabama and Mississippi coasts, with heavy storms beginning in the coming hours. And of course, there's the heat, as we hear from CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The hottest today is where we have an extreme heat warning. That's for feels like temperatures above 110. There will be some 115 degree feels like temperatures in portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, even on up into Missouri. We could be seeing 112, 113 for your feels like. So that's where the extreme heat warnings are.
In Boise, Idaho, Wednesday, Brian Koberger, who pleaded guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students, will be sentenced. CBS's Amanda Arden is covering the case.
It appears the defense took every avenue it possibly could to get the death penalty removed from this case. They made several attempts, filed several motions with the judge asking for that death penalty to be removed. And if you remember, just a couple months ago, they were even pushing weeks before the trial start date to have the trial pushed back. And the judge said no to that. And shortly after, that was when we heard this news about the plea deal.
A coalition of nonprofit groups and detainee families is highly critical of that new immigrant detention center in Florida with the colorful name.
Families of detainees at the facility known as Alligator Alcatraz report dangerous heat and humidity, torturous conditions, and people living in crowded cages. Activist Ruth Jean Noel says,
"We will not let this become the site of a new human rights disaster."
Some Democratic lawmakers have described conditions there as appalling, but some Republican lawmakers say they were satisfied with what they saw. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
45-year-old Venus Williams has become the oldest woman to win a tour-level singles match since Martina Navratilova back in 2004. Williams beat Peyton Stearns, who is 22 years younger, by a 6-3, 6-4 score at the D.C. Open this past evening. The win was the first for Williams in nearly 2 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski faces the Mariners. The Crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all five, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy with some late night showers and storms. Lows in the lower 70s, a breezy south wind. Wednesday heat advisory in effect. Showers and storms then turning mostly sunny with highs in the lower 90s. Heat index will easily exceed 100. Currently 71 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
I got two special guest hosts tomorrow, and they'll be talking with Pete Schwabo of Nightlight and Jim Santel of Amicus, a law review. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content
from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. It's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. It is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here at the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison on State Street. Zommers, let's take a look out at the old Sam Davidson street cam, see what's going on out there on beautiful the corner of State and Fairchild right here in downtown. Wicked is played across the street, actually. I set it up today, so it's a little blurry. Sorry about that. You can't really see, but in the window, there's a big Wicked sticker of the witches over there. Wicked is played in town, and I think it was a couple nights ago or last week, one of the performances got canceled because they had water problems. You know, the old saying, the show must go on. Apparently, a water main broke or something at the Overture Center.
And wasn't so they that did, the same day as like the tornadoes and stuff?
I think it was.
I think there was just too much water and overwhelmed everything. You know, the show must go on is for when you have issues with performers, right. Not when it is unsafe for the
Well, there are no bathrooms. There are no bathrooms. I think that was the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You can't just have, you know, people walking around Depends the entire show. You got to have, legally, you got to have bathrooms.
Hand out Depends at the door.
Yeah, right? So they closed it down. And it turns out that none of the witches in the show could fix it. You know, there's no spells.
They got to stay away.
Right, there's no spells. So it was very nice of the cast of the company and crew of Wicked. They added a matinee performance, I believe it's this week on Thursday, to kind of make up for that. So that's very nice of those folks. So anyway, there we are in downtown State Street there. The view right now, partly cloudy skies, we'll call it, across Madison. Looking for maybe some heavy weather across parts of Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. Zommer is going to be pertinent near 100 with heat indexes. Other words, it feels like 105 tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Across, yeah. Now, we...
I'm sick. I can't come into work tomorrow.
Well, you have to because I know. Here's what's going on tomorrow. We're going to be in air conditioned all day. They have called a conclave of Civic Media. The Cardinals of Civic Media, Jane Matinere being our premier Cardinal of Civic Media host announcers here. All the announcers are coming in for a conclave. And so I will be on the other side of the wall at this time tomorrow, locked in the conclave. But have no fear, our regular friend and ongoing contributor on Wednesdays, Trigvi Olson, a native of River Falls, Wisconsin, like myself, a former Republican and now the senior advisor on the Lincoln Project, you're going to get 2 hours of Trigvi as he guest hosts the show. But Zommers will be here to give it some gravitas, some firmness.
To hold it on the rails.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the key right there, to hold Trigvi on the rails. But it's going to be a great show because our state senator here in Madison, she's been on the show many times, Kelda Royce, is going to be here on the program
with Trigvi. And this is something I think that it'll be an interesting discussion. Senator Kelda Royce is the ranking Democratic member on the State Senate Committee on the UW System here in the legislature. And of course, Trigvi and I have traveled around and done this show from several UW institutions. Trigvi himself, a graduate of UW-Eau Claire. So Trigvi and Senator Royce are going to talk about UW school system, the future of it after this state budget passed. Was there enough money? What's going to happen moving forward? How about the two-year institutions, the ones that are left? And they're also, I think, going to talk a little bit about K-12 public education.
And also, do you know who else is going to be on the show?
I heard our friend Reed Galen.
You heard correctly.
From the Union, who Reed traveled with Trigvi and I around the state last year. So that's very nice of Reed Galen, one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project, and now the president of the Union. So Reed Galen is also going to join Trigvi and Zomers on the show tomorrow. Take your phone calls, I'm sure. So it should be a great time had by all tomorrow. Tune in then. And then on Thursday, Zomers, we're doing the show. I'm getting back in the, no bus this time. I'll get back in my little white truck and we'll trek up to Green Bay. We're going to do the show on Thursday from Green Bay Preble High School for the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference, of which Civic Media is a sponsor. So looking forward to hearing about public education from that group on Thursday on the ground. And then we're going to stay up there. And on Friday, we're going to do the show from the WGBW studios, the Pete Schwabba studios at WGBW Green Bay. Speaking of Schwabba, Zomers is going to guest produce the show tonight because Schwabba's in town. And so Nightlight is going to...
Well, I'm getting him set up. Conrad's still producing. Today and tomorrow.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I'm getting a couple of days ahead of myself.
But he's in town.
So Schwab is going to be here tonight doing his show from 6 until 8. So that's always a good time as well. So tune in tonight from 6 until 8. So I think we have the week schedule laid out here for everybody. All right. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that. This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again to play What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to advertise your cause, your business, than right here at Civic Media. We'd love to have you as a partner or sponsor. Check us out at civicmedia.us. That's civicmedia.us. And we'll be happy to talk to you. I'm happy to have you as a sponsor. All right, Zomers. And by the way, we're going to talk a little baseball this hour as well. I'm so excited because I have a clean undershirt on, but I have not washed the jersey because now the Brewers have kept winning. They won their 11th game last night out at Seattle, 6-0, Zomers, shutout.
So yeah, you can't wash it.
By Woodruff.
And you can't change anything.
I'm trying to do my part. As one of my former bosses was fond of saying, look, I'm done my part. I'm trying to do my part to not throw off the juju and give the good vibes here wearing the Euchre Milwaukee Brewers jersey. They are now, our Milwaukee Brewers, the winningest team in Major League Baseball. 60 up, 40 down, and are in first place, a full game ahead of the dreaded Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. So that's great. And they're going for win number 12 tonight. Guess who's on the mound? The one, the only, the Miz. Jacob Mizorowski takes the mound. You can hear it on many of our stations across Civic Media tonight, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and our newest affiliate for the Milwaukee Brewers up in Hayward, our great station where we were last week, WBZH, the Buzz of the North in Hayward. The pregame show starts at 8:05 tonight, so make sure you have a coffee or a soda. Stay up late, listen to the game right here on those stations on Civic Media. The Brewers go for number 12 with the Miz on the mound tonight. Talk more about the Miz in a little bit. But here now, if you stay up late, Zomers, if you have a couple of beverages, you might need something to soak up whatever you drank the night before. And many people are saying they have favorites when it comes to breakfast. So here now, today's What's Worse category, pancakes or waffles? Pancakes or waffles? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it for free at your App Store, Apple or Android. Simply go to the search bar on your App Store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gayle King calls a deal. I almost said Civic Media's Gayle King because I watched CBS this morning, and you can tell, if you watch Gayle King as long as I have, you can just tell her energy ain't there the last couple of shows. You can tell.
There's a lot going on.
There's
her
a lot
right
going
now.
On at CBS, and you can tell Gayle King ain't happy about none of it. And she has not got that twinkle in her eyes. She doesn't come on at the top of the show with a cheery voice. And when they were discussing Colbert, we'll talk about more of this later on, because Jon Stewart, the longtime host who is back on Comedy Central at least one day a week now, and Comedy Central is owned by Paramount Global. We're going to play one of the cuts we were able to play on the air. Jon Stewart took it to Paramount and CBS last night. And they played, to their credit, CBS this morning played a clip of that, and Gayle King, you could just tell, was not happy at the parent company. So, anyway, what's worse, pancakes or waffles? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the old text line here. Dave in New Berlin says, waffles are more of a mess in preparing and cooking. So waffles are worse. Now, that's an interesting take. Not so much the taste, not so much, the eating of the actual product, but he's going more for the preparation. Just don't go for the preparation H, Dave.
Well, unless you need it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Another one, if you have too much waffles or pancakes. Anyway, Dave in New Berlin says waffles are worse. All right, let's see here. Oh, also Dave in New Berlin talking about my Brewers jersey I have on, my number 8 Euchre jersey. He says, did you give that jersey a bath before you put it on? You know, run it through the washing machine? I did not. I have a clean undershirt on, but I did not wash the jersey. Joseph, watching on YouTube, says waffles are worse. Are waffles made in a machine with a timer, are more consistent and can hold all the condiment goodness. I like that. Pancakes are great when they're done properly, but too often they are not.
And if you're watching on the stream, you can see the graphic. A good example of that, it looks like maybe someone's first time cooking pancakes.
Not the most tasty of pancakes in terms of the photo or the graphic.
There's one where there's a cut that the syrup is sitting in, and it somehow manages to look like an undercooked piece of meat that you cut into it and blood just oozes out.
Thank you for taking a pancake thing and making it gory. But no, you're right. It does kind of look like that. But great point. Great point, Joseph, on YouTube. Now, my mom, growing up, she used to use lots of butter and cook the pancake, nice layer, not a layer, but have a good amount of butter in the pan and let that kind of
gets real crispy.
And then the edges of the pancake gets crispy. And then years ago, and I'm not sure if my friend Rob Wheat, who listens down in Monroe, Wisconsin, will remember this or not, but my mom claims that when we were kids, 4 years old, 5 years old, Rob Wheat came over to the house and told my mom that she made the best pancakes in the world.
Wow.
Because what she used to do is she used to make Mickey Mouse, the ears.
Oh, yeah,
and the
you got
face,
it. You got
or
it.
She'd make dinosaurs. She'd make things. She was very talented in her pancake making things. And they had the crispy little edges because of the butter. So we should get Rob and me and we'll go to mom's house and we'll cook pancakes.
I always try to do that with pancakes, and you can even make draw things within the shapes. If you let it cook for a little bit, it's darker, and then you add more batter and that part's lighter.
Todd, watching on Facebook, we appreciate you, Todd, says those pancakes look bad. Yes. And honestly, the waffle doesn't look a whole lot better in this photo. All right, come on back. What's worse, pancakes or waffles? We'll decide after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, 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 dip. Can't wait to get a mouthful.
Waffles! 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 Dip, 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 dip. Can't wait to get a mouthful.
Do you like waffles?
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. What did he say? Would you like to get a mouthful?
Yeah, of waffles, pancakes, and French toast.
Who wouldn't? But yeah, a pancakes, French toast, and waffles. What is that song?
So there's this musician named Perry Grip. When I was pretty little and YouTube was first becoming a thing, his songs were everywhere. They'd just be catchy things with nonsensical lyrics, and they'd have stupid videos. Like there's chimpanzee riding on a Segway, chimpanzee riding on a Segway, chimpanzee. Like it's just a chimpanzee on a Segway. That's it.
Really?
And that's also the only words to the song.
Wow. We used to have, I was working at the Capitol, there was this guy named Jeremy. He was nicknamed Jeremy the Segway Boy because he'd ride, it was a long story, but he was a protester that always rode a Segway, and he claimed he was disabled and that's why he had to ride it. He wasn't, but they couldn't do anything about it. I like that song. Here's the question at hand. What's worse, today's edition, pancakes or waffles? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Our own Megan, very happy about that song, by the way, Zomers.
I figured at least somebody would recognize it and text about it.
She totally recognized it. What's worse, pancakes or waffles? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also off of Facebook on the stream, Heather up in beautiful Eau Claire, actually, I think in the Dells this week at Christmas Mountain. Anyway, says there really is no worse answer here. I could eat breakfast any time of day, but a flat rubbery pancake is pretty gross. I agree with Dave. For preparation purposes, waffles are more work, but worth it.
So I think she's saying pancakes are worse.
Yeah, I think so. We'll see. We'll check with her. Now, back we had the coffee shop. Our first, well, I did it both of them. I guess the first coffee shop, I came across the greatest waffle recipe of my life. And we use this at the shop, and they're the, like the Belgian waffle, use the Belgian waffle iron, so it's that deep one. And they're the kind of pancakes a lot of preparations, as people are saying. There's like a stick of butter and malt powder was involved, and special pastry flour, and then there's yeast as well, eggs, and warm milk. And the milk could only be a certain temperature to get the yeast to rise, but not kill it. But if you did it right and then let it rise a little bit, and you use that malty light batter, so it was like crispy on the outside, but light and fluffy on the inside. Oh my gosh. And you put raspberries and fresh Wisconsin maple syrup, by the way.
That sounds delicious. Also, yes, you need real maple syrup.
Yeah. 100%.
It is a requirement. I will not accept high fructose corn syrup with colors and flavors. Yeah.
What's worse, pancakes or waffles? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to the old hometown in the beautiful Driftless. WRCE in Richland Center. Whistler, pancakes or waffles? What's worse?
Pancakes. Definitely pancakes.
Any particular reason?
Well, see, the waffles, they hold more butter and more syrup. And all those little crinks and crackles.
Right.
Those square holes.
Yep.
You know, and you can do it on both sides.
Yes.
So you have, twice the amount of space to absorb.
You're cutting out a little bit there, Whistler. The clouds aren't right out there, the Driftless, but I appreciate you calling, as always. I agree, Whistler, that there's more opportunity to have the syrup and the butter and all the goodness in there.
And Brett and Brown Deer had a very similar thing to say, that pancakes are worse because waffles have syrup pockets.
Well, there you go. Steve in Lodi, listening on WMDX, says waffles are definitely worse. All right. Kirk, listening up in beautiful Eau Claire on WCFW, the tap says pancakes are worse as you cook it one side at a time, and flipping an uncooked pancake is a mess. Waffles are best as they cook two sides at a time. Yeah, I agree, Kirk. Yeah, you got to wait till the one side of a pancake starts to bubble a little bit.
Yes, you wait for the bubbles.
Before you flip it. Our friend Rob Wheat listening live. Sometimes he listens to the old stream. But Wheat says on RCE down in beautiful Monroe, he's of the earlier story about mom cooking his pancakes as kids on West Side Drive in Richland Center. He says that tracks. That tracks. So always appreciate Rob listening in. Scott in Madison on WMDX says both are amazing, and the real trick you use, club soda instead of water.
I've never tried that.
Never done that. Great great insight, Scott. I appreciate that. Terry in beautiful Cross Plains on MDX says waffles. By the time you get butter in every square, they're cold.
That's how my grandma always was. She, when she made waffles, it was always every square needed butter.
Kurt, listening in Madison on WMDX, says waffles suck. Just saying. All right. Clearly see where he's standing on that. Anything, Brett, I guess we already did that. Brett's already,
yes.
are we caught up?
We're caught up.
Yeah, I think we're caught up. All right, Zomers, pancakes or waffles, what's worse?
It's so hard. I'm a lover of breakfast food.
Me too.
I love it all so much, yeah. Unless it would kill me, you know, no pecan, whatever, right. Like none of that nonsense, nothing that specifically would kill me. But I gotta say, I think waffles are more consistently better because of the whole, you know, cooking on both sides. And right. Frozen waffles, like Eggo waffles, are pretty good. But I've had frozen pancakes, and they're not great.
Right.
They're both easy enough to make yourself. So I think I'm going to say pancakes are worse.
Tim, watching on YouTube, says both are good, but I hate hotel waffles. I can never figure out the waffle maker and don't flip it right.
Those are an adventure to figure out.
As a stayer of Hampton Inns, and this is not a plug, but I whenever I travel, the reason I like a Hampton Inn, they're consistent. I started staying at Hampton Inns back in college when Kevin O'Connor and I would travel around calling WISS or whatever the conference was then, games for you to be Platteville. And the waffle iron, you just got to make sure you use the little cup, fill it to the line, and then,
yeah,
and
don't
then
go over.
Flip it once, and then 2 minutes later, a beautiful waffle. So I'm going to say waffles are worse just because of the time it takes to prepare.
Fair.
But
very fair.
Yeah, it's a tie. It's close. Partner, a tie. Come on back. Talk a little news after this. Colbert as well on the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. A New York City man has been charged by federal prosecutors with building at least 7 improvised explosive devices, which they say he was placing around the city.
They said one of the devices contained approximately 30 grams of explosive powder, which is about 600 times the legal limit.
That's CBS's Anna Schechter. That heat dome is extending its grip on the U.S., as we hear from CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Heat advisory, in effect, from the Gulf Coast up to basically Lake Superior, so a large part of the country baking under those temperatures.
CBS's Amanda Arden is in Boise, Idaho, where Brian Koberger will be sentenced Wednesday in the murder of 4 University of Idaho students.
He waives his right to an appeal, and the prosecution will seek restitution or payment for the victims and their families. That could cover things like funeral expenses and other reimbursements.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski faces the Mariners. The Crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all 5, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not as a series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still-untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy with some late night showers and storms. Lows in the lower 70s, a breezy south wind. Wednesday heat advisory in effect. Showers and storms then turning mostly sunny with highs in the lower 90s. Heat index will easily exceed 100. Currently 74 degrees.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com and writer-producer Frank Anderson. Then up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kaylin Cole joins me and gives us a sneak peek at her new single.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Aldahl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Tuesday, July 22nd. Zommer's on the board. Here's a little late entry. If you didn't join us there earlier, we were doing What's Worse Today, Waffles or Pancakes. A late entry that I'm going to read from WMDX Evan. Evan from Madison on MDX says, Waffles are worse. My mom accidentally put baking soda in the pancakes, and I found a chunk. This was maybe 20 years ago, and she still mentions the face I made. It must have been quite a face, Evan.
Must have been quite the chunk.
It must have been quite the... But yeah, I mean, you're eating a pancake.
Just also how my family talks about me. No, I'm kidding.
And so you you bite into a chunk of baking soda. That's not what you want. That'll
not exactly.
No, not exactly. But anyway, glad everybody played today. We'll have an all-new edition of What's Worse tomorrow. Our friend Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project is going to be in the guest host chair during the Civic Media Conclave tomorrow. Zommer's will be here to keep him on the rails. State Senator Kelda Royce will be one of the guests, and also the president of the union and co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Reed Galen, also joining Trigvi tomorrow. So tune in. Be a great program. Then we're back live with you. Well, Trigvi is live tomorrow as well. And then we'll be with you again on Thursday from Green Bay Preble High School, which is the home to this year's Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference, of which Civic Media is a sponsor. And looking forward to being up there at Green Bay on Thursday. And we'll do our show on Friday from there as well. Little news for you. This time from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lawrence Andrea, great reporter there. We've been talking a lot about the gubernatorial race in Wisconsin. Of course, the governor's race coming up next year, already underway. Republican Josh Shulman, one of the first ones to get in on the Republican side. Then had, I can't say his name, Bill Berrien, who... Again, touting his military service, which is fine, and also claiming he's a business guy. But like Ron Johnson, Ron Johnson took over his wife's family business. Ron Johnson did not start this thing, his business. And now this guy, Bill Berrien, apparently bought a business that was already up and running. So these guys like to claim they're big business guys, successful business guys, but they didn't start the thing. So you got Shulman and Berrien on the Republican side so far. On the Democratic side, Governor Tony Evers, the incumbent Democrat, has not said yet what he's going to do. Kind of teasing it out. Well, I'll announce soon. We'll see. I still don't think he's going to run for re-election, but we'll see. If he doesn't, it's going to be a slew of people on the Democratic side getting into the race. Well, here now, according to Lawrence Andrea's reporting that Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, headline, Congressman Tom Tiffany teases a run for Wisconsin governor, but says he has not made up his mind. In other words, this is a way for Tom Tiffany to get more press. I give him that.
It's for him to stay relevant.
Exactly. Wisconsin's U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany has not said whether he plans to join the GOP primary for governor, but he's been happy to tease a run after pushing back his timeline for a potential announcement. Tiffany recently tweeted out a picture of himself holding a crappie. Now, we just got done talking about crappies. Well, that was what's worse a couple of days ago. Crappies or bluegills. So Tiffany tweets out a photo of him holding a crappie, apparently ice fishing, after a conservative website demanded that, quote, all future gubernatorial candidates prove they know how to hold a fish, unquote. Because, you know, that's what people want to vote on. And there's a photo of it, by the way. So it is true. Tiffany has hinted at a potential statewide campaign in more concrete ways. The website domain for TomTiffanyForGovernor.com leads directly to his current congressional campaign website. That site's homepage labels Tiffany, quote, a proven conservative for Wisconsin, unquote. The hints are not unusual or new for the third-term congressman from Wisconsin's Northwestern 7th Congressional District, but they represent the latest moves for one of the only Republicans still considering a 2026 gubernatorial run. Tiffany told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he'd make his decision after July, quote unquote. As we said earlier, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman was the first Republican in the race, followed by Bill Berrien of Whitefish Bay. State Senate President Mary Fleskowski, former U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, and former U.S. Senate and gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels are also considering bids, though Tiffany is the only person in that group to publicly express interest in a gubernatorial campaign. From what I'm hearing, Hovde is a no-go. And I don't think Tim Michaels he doesn't want to take the pay cut and move back to Wisconsin.
Hovde, yeah, exactly. That's why I think Hovde and Michaels should run, because they'll get their asses kicked.
Very strong words from Zomers there. I don't know what's going to happen. So Fleskowski, I think that's just kind of an also-run candidate. We haven't heard anything from Rebecca Clarkson-Tables Clayfish, the former lieutenant governor. And so, well, she has rumored that she's been thinking about it, but we'll see.
Everyone's always thinking about it until they're not.
Exactly. So I don't know. We're going to see. I think, and the article goes on here, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Tiffany's saying whether Evers runs for re-election or not is not part of his decision-making, although I have doubts about that. Tiffany raised a little more than $147,000 in the first half of 2025 and had about $124,000 in cash on hand in his House campaign account, according to Federal Elections Commission records. Shulman raised a little over $424,000 since launching his campaign, and Berrien's Political Action Committee, PAC, raised more than $1 million before Berrien formally entered the race. I remember Berrien, this isn't a sign of his support. He just had $1 million laid around in his drawer, in his underwear drawer. And he said, well, I don't need this here. And so he put it into the campaign. And that's why you hear on this network and others, he's running these ads already. Because in my opinion, Berrien just thinks he can buy the thing. I don't think that's true. I mean, in the primary, I don't think it's true.
Especially, we've seen somebody who has infinitely more money than he does already try to buy an election in Wisconsin, and it didn't work.
Didn't take, as George Costanza once said to Elon Musk. Didn't take in the Supreme Court race. So anyway, we'll continue to be on Evers' watch as Matt Smith at WISN Television and Upfront kind of coined the phrase, Evers' watch. I like that, Evers' watch. All right, let's go on to this, because we talked about this 42 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, and that is Stephen Colbert's program, The Late Show, on CBS was canceled unceremoniously last week. Colbert's contract goes through May of next year at CBS, and they say they're going to let him stay on until then. So he has 10 more months on the air, and then he's done. Lots of people saying that this is connected to the fact that CBS's now parent company, Paramount Plus, trying to do a merger with Skydance Media, which is subject to FCC approval, Federal Communications Committee, which Donald Trump's appointees now control. And that Trump, who already got a $16 million settlement from Paramount over a CBS interview with former Vice President Kamala Harris last year, in which Trump accused 60 Minutes of altering an interview, which they did not, but still CBS, without apologizing or saying they were at fault, they settled for $16 million. Trump also settled with ABC and Disney for a similar type of dispute with George Stephanopoulos. So, as they say, a lot of people are saying, industry people are also saying that it appears that the Writers Guild of America is going to court apparently on this, saying that this settlement by Paramount was intimidation by Donald Trump to get this deal with Skydance done. Now, CBS and Paramount leaked something that said that The Late Show was losing $40 million a year. And it was for financial reasons only. Now, Colbert has been the number one rated show on Late Night for several years. Now, Late Night ain't what it used to be, for sure. But I don't get why you cancel your number one program in Late Night. In fact, CBS is not just getting rid of Colbert. They've already gotten rid of the Late Late Show. So when David Letterman came to CBS from NBC in 91, 92, Perry can correct me on that, Worldwide Pants, Letterman's company, had full control over both time slots, 10:30 and 11:30 Central here in Wisconsin. And so you had the Late Show with David Letterman, and then he had the Late Late Show with Milwaukee's favorite son, Tom Schneider, for several years. And then you had Craig Ferguson take it over, Craig Kilborn, and then you had Craig Ferguson, and then you had James Corden. And after James Corden said, I'm going back to England, they brought on Taylor Tomlinson, who I've heard is a wonderful comedian, but they never gave her the resources, in my opinion, and they had a weird show. It was like half a game show, half a talk show. Didn't make any sense, and so they canceled that earlier this year. And now they've canceled the Late Show as well, so both late-night franchises at CBS gone. Last night on Comedy Central, which is also owned by parent company Paramount, Jon Stewart, who was on that I had the Daily Show for years, anchored it for 5 days or 5 days a week, and then he left it for a while, and now he's back 1 day a week on Mondays. This is Jon Stewart's first opportunity to talk about his very close and good friend, Stephen Colbert, and his cancellation of The Late Show. This is from last night on The Daily Show.
Was this purely financial? Or maybe the path of least resistance for your $8 billion merger? Was killing a show that you know rankled a fragile and vengeful president, so insecure, suffering terribly from a case of chronic penis insufficiency?
Well, there's that. And that's just the part we can play. Colbert really took, Jon Stewart really took it to Paramount last night. And I think he makes her, and Jon Stewart, I would go to The Daily Show. You can find it. It's an 11-minute monologue by Stewart.
It's easily findable on YouTube.
Yeah, I would highly, and to Gayle King's credit this morning on CBS this morning, she encouraged people to go watch the whole thing by Jon Stewart, which leads me to believe that Gayle King is on Colbert's side. And Stewart lays out, as he does so well, that look, yeah, Late Night isn't what it used to be. But I think I'm paraphrasing now, but he said, you know, when DVDs started stopping selling or when CDs didn't sell as well, did we just say, well, I guess that's it for music? No. People adapted to streaming and now digital, and now vinyl's coming back. So Stewart's point was, okay, so maybe you can't do Late Night like we have done for decades and have the big studio audience and all the people and the live band, but why jettison the top-rated show in Late Night, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, why completely get rid of it? Why not adapt it to today's technology and circumstances? Maybe you don't always have a live band. Maybe you don't have any live band at all. Maybe you go back to what the original Late Late Show with Tom Schneider was, which was just a nice studio and a couple of cameras and a discussion. Why silence a guy who challenges the establishment like Stephen Colbert and his writing team do every night? And I'm not saying that Colbert hits it out of the park every night. Heck, we don't hit it out of the park every day either. But go watch this this monologue by Jon Stewart last night. It was brilliantly done. We're going to come back, talk a little Brewers. Maybe talk about listening as well on the other side. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-496. 0710, so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
the mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News. Depending upon which of our great stations, you're listening to a check of weather with Brittany Merlot and her great weather team. It'll be hot, maybe a couple of storms rolling through, so make sure you listen to Brittany's forecast. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, with a sports report. He's on the ground at Green Bay. I can't wait to hear. I'm assuming at some point he's going to talk about this. A weird story up there. This is from Tom Silverstein in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Packers release kicker Alex Hale after a freak injury sidelines him for the start of training camp. Now, apparently, they have veteran Brandon McManus is going to be the starting kicker, but Hale was a promising developmental player who is part of this international player pathway program. He's from Australia. But apparently, he got hit in the eye by a football during workouts. A poor guy. Here he is all the way from Australia, gets his dream played in the NFL, gets clocked by some kind of a football injury warming up.
In the eye.
And now the poor guy gets cut and may not end up making the team because they can't keep him on the roster, and he might be a chance to come back, but it's going to be really, really, it doesn't look good for the guy. I really feel bad. So Clemens will have details perhaps on that story, but many, many other stories as Packer training camp gets underway tomorrow up in Green Bay. And also the Milwaukee Brewers go for win number 12 straight tonight in Seattle against the Mariners at 8:05, the broadcast start time on many of these very stations. And then the first pitch around 8:35. Brewers going for number 12, The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for the Brewers tonight. This is the Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers, called him over the weekend. Hey, we're just a bunch of average Joes. This may be, and there's been a lot of Brewers stories over the years, this may be the best Brewers story since 1982 when the Brewers went to the World Series. Of course, our friends at Just Have Been Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. If you haven't seen it, still streaming on Roku and Amazon and Apple. You can buy the DVD as well, Just Have Been Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. It's a great feel-good story, but so is this year. Listen tonight on many of our civic media stations over the air as the Brewers go for number 12 in a row. In first place in the National League Central, the best record in baseball. Want to end with this. Saw this, came across this on Insta, as the kids say, Instagram. This is Bono, great singer, philanthropist Bono, talking about what it means to listen. And I think as Jane and Greg and I did our tour around Wisconsin, we could all use more listening. Here's Bono.
Lesson, if you're asking me, is to shut up and listen. And I saw this quote. This woman was a Sikh, Valerie Kaur. She said, to listen to the other side does not grant them legitimacy. It offers them humanity and restores your own.
Mm.
She also said, deep listening is an act of surrender. So there it was. And yeah, in politics and activism, I've always tried to, you know, be on the other side of the barricade, be on, you know, try out every different point of view. You don't have to agree with somebody on everything. Just one thing, if that thing is important enough.
The great Bono talking there. I credit the interviewer, but I don't have that. But I wanted you to hear that in his own words. This is a guy, great, successful music career, obviously, with U2 and on his own. But also, as a philanthropist, as someone who has gone around the world fighting hunger, fighting for clean water, fighting for peace, a guy who's had a lot of reflection. And as we traveled around last week, Jane, Greg and I, on our trip around Wisconsin, this is why I'm looking forward to get back on the road on Thursday in Green Bay. He said it so well. Listening to somebody doesn't legitimize what they're saying, but it humanizes them. And in my experience, when we look at someone, even if we disagree with them, as a fellow human, it connects us. Doesn't legitimize what the other person might be saying, but it connects us. And once we're connected with humans, as humans, we can begin an understanding of one another. Again, doesn't mean we always agree. Doesn't mean that we're legitimizing someone else's point. But we can look at them as a fellow human. I think all of us, including myself, need to do more of that right now. Look at each other as fellow humans, as fellow Wisconsinites. Humanize one another. And I think we'll all be a lot better for it. Well said, Bono. Tomorrow, our friend Trigby Olson will be here as we have our Civic Media Conclave. And if you see smoke coming out of the other room, Zommers, you might want to come in. Don't wait for it to light smoke.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep an eye out for the smoke signals.
Yeah, exactly. And so Trigby Olson will be in the guest host chair tomorrow. Looking forward to that. His guest will be State Senator Kelda Royce talking about K-12 and UW education, among other things. And then co-founder of the Lincoln Project and president of the union, also Reed Galen, will be on the program tomorrow as well with Trigby and another edition of What's Worse. So tune in for that. We'll be back with you on Thursday from Green Bay Preble High School for the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference. So looking forward to that as well. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is back in the host chair live right after us with another great show. So stay tuned for that. And then Pete Schwabba coming up from 6 until 8 right here in this very chair as well. Until tomorrow, when Trigby Olson will be here, Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Have a great afternoon.
Keep banging on your drum. Keep banging on.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says the U.S. and Japan have agreed on a framework for a trade deal. He says it calls for 15% tariffs on Japanese goods. BBC's Asia business correspondent Suranjana Tiwari has more.
Japan is the most significant of the clutch of deals President Trump has struck so far. In a post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump said Tokyo has agreed to invest $550 billion into the U.S. American cars, trucks, rice, and certain agricultural products would also be sold more freely in Japan, according to the president. The announcement sent stocks in Japan and South Korea higher, led by automakers. The yen also strengthened against the dollar.
Japan's trade envoy said steel and aluminum are not part